said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Happiest of hump days for you all. Here's Ian and Aaron.
We've got an action-packed show today. Brooke Blurton, who's the next Bachelorette, that starts tonight. She's bisexual. I've got actually the best way for her to make the final decision on who she goes with.
Right.
I've got, when we get her on, I'm gonna throw this out there and go, this is how you should do it. And they might say, we've already filmed the finale. I'm gonna go, you go back and you film it again because this will break the internet.
Or she says, yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe she will.
See, Ed, do you really think it's going to be great, though? I think it's just going to be something that will be there for others' entertainment as opposed to something that's the best for Brooke.
I think this
is an area for him when it comes to sort of fantasies and,
bisexual bachelorettes.
Yeah, I think this is actually an area where he could have been very helpful.
I've spent a lot of time in this space researching.
Exactly.
On my own.
Yeah.
Family's not home. It's research.
Sweet.
Mate, you've done the work. You've put it, as they say, you've put in the work, and this is, if you were on set, it would have been great, just in the ear.
Just grab it. Seriously, grab it.
I'd be able to have a beret. I'd be able to have a clipboard.
Yeah.
Beret. Go, no, stop.
Stop. All right. Stop. Let's get the lights off.
My finger to my mouth. Yeah. That look under the chin. Yeah.
Well, I'm just relieved your finger's on your mouth.
Not a Bondi, am I?
No.
Oh, come on. We're not going to bring that guy up. No, we're not allowed to bring him up. I'm desperate to bring him up, but
I'm
not.
I know.
It's all I want to talk about today, I'll be honest. But I won't because I'm better than that.
You know what we do need to do? We need to find out where people want to go. We've been locked up for 3 months or basically 2 years.
Front page of Telegraph, the $50 pay stay and play. Sorry, so we spoke about this at 5:30. There's this $50 voucher to spend on accommodations on top of Aaron, the Dine and Discover, which is already available.
So it's been extended now. That Dine and Discover, it was due to expire, I think, at the end of this year, but they've now put it forward till March. So you've got plus your staycation or anywhere in regional New South Wales, the other $50.
So all you have to do is tell us where you would like to go, 131060. We will give you a family pass to Taronga Zoo. All you have to say is, I want to go here. You get your family pass to Taronga Zoo.
Is overseas count as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Anywhere. If you could go anywhere, where would you go? If you could go anywhere.
131060, just give us a call right now.
This is AFM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
My wife is talking about Fiji. She thinks Fiji.
I'd have to go to my list. You know,
Phuket. She showed me Phuket the other day.
Well, there was a Phuket bubble brewing because we know there was a singers bubble, but I don't know if people got the take up for singers as what they'd like it to be.
Well, people don't care about Singapore bubble unless, you know, we're happy to advertise Singapore if they.
No, we love Singapore. Of course we do.
The Raffles Hotel and the pool on top of that.
Well, the time I had with Scotty Cam in Singapore was some of the best times of my life on that gondola, me and him.
Yeah.
People looking at us like, that's what we want to be, couples goals.
Yeah.
Couples goals. Where would you like to go is the question, 131060, because now, they're starting to advertise flights even on the news.
On Christmas Eve, Jetstar has flights to Brizzy for $109. Mm. Virgin's got seats for $99.
Okay.
If you're headed to the Sunshine Coast, Jetstar flights start from $155 and $199 on Virgin.
You know what? The Queensland Tourism Industry, they got a lifeline yesterday from their Premier who decided that, you know, maybe she shouldn't be shut off from the world for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, it is an odd play to decide that Queensland is its own sovereign country.
Well, particularly when tourism is such a big industry for it. See, my kind of mentality is almost like you guys have blocked us all out, so screw you, but that would be punishing the lovely, amazing people who did not want what she instilled.
But also punishing yourself because Queensland's a great place to holiday, you know. Don't get cut off your nose to spite your face sort of situation. Yeah. Throw the baby out with the bathwater.
What about closer to home? Luke from Baulkham Hills, where would you love to go, Lukey? Where would you love to go?
But, morning, guys. I'd like to head out to Mudgee, regional New South Wales, and hit some of the wineries up. We haven't been up there in a while.
So you know pretty.
What? And this is a man who looks after his own. He looks further afield and goes, no, I want my people to get my joy.
So what's his Mudgee status? Okay. I think you're right.
Can I tell you somewhere amazing in Mudgee? So, Ed, help me out. The most amazing brothers who played for...
Oh, yeah, the Mudgee magician.
One of them has, and I went out to do it, Mortimer. The Mortimer brothers.
Yes,
so they
Stephen
have
John.
This incredible winery just outside of Mudgee. And they're saying that Mudgee and Orange and that is taking over the Hunter Valley. But anyway, Mortimer wines.
Steve Mortimer was the Mudgee magician, wasn't he?
Can I tell you something about
Steve Mortimer? Mortimer?
I don't know who Mortimer is.
Yeah, I don't know. But could you tell me something about Steve Mortimer?
Wore a helmet. You going to deny that?
Like a motorcycle helmet?
What, like a building site? Like...
No, an on-field helmet.
What are you talking
headgear?
About?
Headgear?
He wore headgear.
No, he most certainly did not.
Never? You want to Google that? No, let's move on. Come on.
He's not Dean Lance. He's not Darren Smith.
Peter from...
I can do this all day. He's not Steve Renoff.
Well, I can
open this box. You really want to be in the headgear box with me, do you?
You know who I want to do? Peter from Bexley. Peter,
Steve Mortimer never wore a headgear in his life, did he?
Morning, guys. Yay.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah.
What did he say?
No idea.
Peter. Hey, guys.
Yeah, good, we're great. Peter.
Now, Peter, where do you want to go?
I want to go back to Hawaii, man.
What'd you do there, Pete, when you were there? What did you do?
I had a great time. Went there for my birthday. Missus took me down.
Oh,
man. And it was the best time of my life, to be honest.
Did you get on a longboard at Waikiki Beach?
Oh, I tried. I fought off.
So hard. I tried as well. It's not as easy as it looks.
Doesn't look easy.
No, it's horrendous trying to get that longboard out over the,
it's not as easy
out
as
the
it
back.
Looks. It actually looks really difficult.
Looks really hard.
No, it isn't. You see those people on those longboards just stand up there like having cups of tea.
No, that looks hard.
It's really hard.
You're literally standing on the ocean on like a plank of wood.
Exactly.
It looks hard.
Talk to Dave from Oakville. Come on, Dave. Where do you want to go?
Out to Manildra, mate, out near Orange.
What's there?
I got family out there. Oh, every time we book to go out there, they can it on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you need to...
You're fine this time. I don't reckon they'll be canning anytime soon.
No more canning, Dave. We are absolutely over lockdowns, shut-ups, shut-ins. We're over it, you know? And you haven't family got there, mate? Big crew?
Just me brother and me mum are out there.
Oh,
my brother's wife.
Oh, that's plenty. What would you do? What are we talking? What's the best thing to do in Manildra?
We take the dirt bikes out there. We also go out to the wineries and the pubs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See? Taking your dirt bike to a pub and then just, you know.
I think they're separate outings. I don't think it's dirt bike to that.
Do you ride your dirt bike home from the pub, Dave, sometimes or not?
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, thank you.
Sydney's
new 104.1 Today FM.
Anyway, some showbiz business caught my eye. Thomas Markle.
Before that, can we say Sally Fitzgibbon?
She caught my eye as well because she texted me. She said, "Tell Husey he would nail Waikiki after his lessons with his super coach."
So when one of the world's best surfers listens to every word you say in the morning, gee, you're going well.
You feel like you should try harder, don't you? Like when you think about people like that listening.
Real winners. Real life winners. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you another life's winners, and that is your Meghan Markle and your Harry. People love them.
And Thomas Markle, I know this will be hard for you guys to believe, he's done a TV interview.
Which one's that? Is that the dad or the brother?
That's the dad.
Okay. Who's the one in I'm a Celebrity?
Yeah, that's the brother. And he sits down, and in the promo, he sits down to write her a letter.
In Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, in one of the saddest things ever filmed or broadcast.
I wonder if he's asking if he can come and see the coop.
Doesn't that joint need a Squid Game, Celebrity Big Brother?
Also, the Markle family needs one as well.
Oh, big time Squid Game.
Mate.
Yeah, look. I mean,
so anyway, he said he's gone on Good Morning Britain, which was Piers Morgan's old stomping ground, who clearly very famously dislikes Harry and Meghan. But he said the preface of this bit we're about to hear, he's talking about the fact that Meghan never used to be like this but really changed since meeting Harry, and that Harry has basically ditched his family, the army, the royal family, the Queen, the whole of the country of England, et cetera, et cetera. Right. And then he says this.
All he does now is ride a bicycle around the neighborhood he lives in. Money isn't everything, but the book he's writing should be not finding freedom, it should be finding money.
So, yeah.
He already had money, didn't he?
Yeah, he already had a lot of it.
Mm. He didn't want. He didn't go hungry.
No. Well, he remember his angle was that he got cut off by the family, but then they found out that his version of cut off was to the tune of around £10 million.
Wow. Yeah, that's hard.
But when you're married anyway, you don't need as much money. He's not going to as many strip clubs, I wouldn't. Would he be?
They'd come to him. I wouldn't have thought so. Unless that's recycling too. Because she checked the car. Yeah. She checked the miles on the
petrol
car.
Petrol receipts.
A bike. You'd have a fixie too, wouldn't he?
What's a fixie?
Their house where they live is really hilly. He'd have like one of those. Nah, you know what? He'd have an electric one doing the job for him.
Yeah, but he'd call it carbon neutral. But really, though, where's the electricity coming from?
Guzzling petrol and fuel.
Yeah, exactly. Coal. A generator at home, probably, and a diesel generator that charges electric bike.
Yeah. So anyway, there was something else in showbiz, but I forget it. What was the other thing?
Kanye West changed his name to
Ye. Yeah, we had that yesterday. Thanks for listening to our news.
Yeah, well, what about what about Gwyneth Paltrow's being sued because a man claimed that her vagina candle exploded into flames?
But not in his vagina, though.
I hate it when your vagina explodes.
It's on the bedside table, mate.
Well, I'm just saying. You can't trust it.
Uzi, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
You get yourself the listener app, LASTNR. You get yourself a chance to do Million Dollar Alpha Bucks, but it's just chock full of great content as well. You've got us, Aaron Mullen. But if you're looking for something a little bit more highbrow, you might like Brains Trust. Now, joining us now is the host and creator of Brains Trust, Chris Walker. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Ed. Aaron, how are you going?
Hey, Chris. Great to have you on.
God help me. Thank you. This is Orkies. Oh, it's Orkies already. Orkies.
What would be awkward about it? I've known Chris Walker since he was a young producer on the project back in the day, mate. We went through hell and high water together getting that show up off the ground, didn't we, mate?
Mate, we've had many bruises, you and I, from those times.
But you didn't didn't win a Logie together, though, did you?
Did we? No, I don't think we did.
No, but we set the show on the path to Logie.
Is that
Aaron? Well, not you, Chris. It was more a dig at Husey. Look, I'm sure you then went on to greater heights.
No, but without us two, the project wouldn't be what it is.
Interesting.
So it was a combination. And there was many tears. Well, not physical tears from me, but internally there was. Chris,
physical tears.
Yeah, there was tears. There was screaming matches. There was Chris
and refereeing.
Me and Charlie Pickering almost coming to blows in Chris's office.
Wow.
It was true. It was big time.
What was that about, Chris? Do you remember
remember what that was about. Yeah. Charlie was being very earnest about a book that a judge brought out and Husey was trying to make a joke and they had a war of words about what's funny and what's not.
Oh, God.
Husey to know what's funny over Charlie.
I was like, you've got to be able to laugh at this, Charlie. You have to be able to laugh. Charlie would pick some high roads sometimes and it was hard to get him off those high roads.
Wow. No, once he's on one, you can't get him down.
Do you know what, Chris? Do you know what's interesting? Because you guys obviously go way back. You've obviously had a very close... I know you've even run together. You've known each other a very long time. So there I was downloading Brains Trust. I'm thinking, hello, licking my lips. Let's find out who Chris's nearest and dearest are. And this is, Carrie Bickmore even does the intro for him. Let's hear how it starts.
This Brains Trust of well-known Australians has been gathered together by journalist and producer Chris Walker.
Hi, Carrie.
Who are we here from, Chris?
I've spoken to people that I admire, people that I care about, and people that I work with.
Righto, here's the criteria. Admire, work with, care about. So then I thought, well, I better hold on to my hat because I'm about to hear the entire lineup. Let's hear which names.
Well, you might be playing the first series, I think.
Let's not worry about that. Let's just hear some names.
I'm Chris Brown. I'm a veterinarian.
Yep. My name's Adam Briggs. I'm a yorta yorta man.
Right. I'm Ryan Chang. I'm a stand-up comedian.
My name's Annabelle
Crabb. I'm Waleed Ali.
Hello, I'm Kitty Flanagan.
My name's Hamish Blake.
Another comedian.
Yeah. They're all very big names, mate. No doubt. What's your point here?
We didn't cut that off, producers. Did you cut that off before he said Husey? You didn't.
Well, that was series one. Series
series two.
Let's play series two. Let's stay some of series two.
Brains trustees this season include comedian and broadcaster Tommy Little, author and podcaster Jamila Rizvi, and man I see most days at work, Charlie Pickering. US podcaster and expert on all things COVID, Rob Reed. Journalist and TV host Samantha Armitage, ex-AFL player and ABC breakfast presenter Tony Armstrong, and podcaster and reality TV star Abby Chatfield.
Oh, this is so awkward.
All right, well, yeah.
Surely so you asked him and he just didn't have time, Chris, right?
Well, I mean, he's a busy man. You know, I can't even get him to play golf with me because he's always in the mask singer or growing a mustache or tweeting at that thing. Busy man, isn't he?
Chris.
I'd like to think that I've taught Chris a few thing or two over our journey together. He's gone on to some great success.
He is amazing.
The Weekly with Charlie Pickering, Tom Gleason's Hard Quiz, where Chris is the man behind that show.
Creator of Hard Quiz, done some incredible work.
Well, I was hoping, Dave, that series three is where I'm going to peak. So I'm here to invite you to do Brains Trust series three if you have time.
Has that one been? Is it in the listener slate? Has it already been green lit?
I think it's been. Well, I don't know. Actually, it's a good question.
Don't tell Newsy's on. Don't tell Newsy's on. Tell him Tony Armstrong's coming back.
Am I being presumptuous?
Oh no!
I'm happy. I'm happy to do it. You know, you'll find some time for me. You know, I know you will.
Please, Chris, for all of our sakes, can you find some time for it?
Of course he will. Yes, now he's guaranteed
man, I can't
that.
Wait.
It's a goer.
Absolutely. Well, what about the old times, mate? Well, you know? TV meant something.
Sitting down with a Carlton Zero and, you know, we'll see if we can work out the world together.
Reminisce.
We see the world very similarly, you and I.
I know we do, mate. I know.
But how would I know? I don't get to hear it.
Well, you can check out Brains Trust Season 2 and get ready for Season 3.
It's massive. Get involved.
Thanks, legend.
Thanks,
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
And you get yourself a Taronga Park family park. So you and your partner and a couple of kids get to go to Taronga Park.
Ed, do you want to do this or shall I? Mm. Ed, you do it.
Can do it.
I don't have the strength or the energy or the inclination right now. Ed,
Taronga Zoo?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, whatever.
It's sort of a park. Animal park.
It's a really tough one.
You've been there a number of times.
I know you have.
I was there before. I bet you I was there only recently and you got. When was
it?
Do you want to do this? Do you want to do my school visit there in 1994, the last time our school was ever invited to the zoo for an incident that I won't mention? Thank you so much, Brendan.
Anyway, Max is here. Maxie.
Morning.
Give us a coincidence, Max. We're not going to judge it. We're just going to love it.
So yesterday I was walking in Potts Point and I was going through some streets. I was like, I haven't been down here for a while. And then I realised I'd ended up on my ex-boyfriend's street, Jose, the one that got away. And I was there's Jose's house. And right at that second, Easy On Me by Adele came on the radio and I just burst into tears on the street in Potts Point.
Jose. It didn't work out.
Oh, God, I'm getting disappointed.
To be fair, it probably isn't a street in Potts Point that Max can walk down and doesn't have an associated gentleman with it.
Yeah, there's not love involved in all of those.
All right, 13.
But it's still nice. It's good on you, Maxie.
Is Jose loved up, you know? Or?
Yeah, Jose's engaged.
Oh!
I know. Yeah, it's really sad. Oh. It was really heartbreaking. You know, when we met, he was about to be deported because he's from America, and he asked me to marry him, and I said no because we'd only just known each other for 2 weeks. But biggest mistake of my life.
Oh,
yeah, but also, but hang on. So, but he's marrying someone else, isn't
it? Yeah, he's found love. You know, I'm happy for him.
Or is it a visa job?
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Guys, Spreadsheet streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus from Wednesday the 27th of October.
It's an Australian comedy and it stars the one and only Stephen Curry. We're about to talk to Stephen. Have you got a bit from the said series?
Yeah, it's about a freshly divorced mother of two who is looking for some action without commitment. She's got a spreadsheet.
You've got 3 dates this week. Your second date?
Have you got a second date?
Well, not the same guy, but...
Oh, so he didn't call?
No, well, who? No, they all call.
Finding it hard to meet someone nice?
I don't want to meet someone nice.
I suppose the options are limited out there, you know, by our age.
There's a lot
it's frisky,
of,
isn't it?
I'd say a lot of people, especially listening to us right now, can relate to this show, Stephen Curry. Welcome.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
Really good, man.
Now, Aaron, you you don't know Stephen that well, but you can you'll be able to relate to. Well, Aaron, who's recently.
Well, you got a spreadsheet. Do you have a spreadsheet, Aaron?
Well, I don't myself. My auntie is generally the one who keeps tabs, but not now. I mean, I might down the track. I'm only freshly out of a relationship I thought I'd be in for the rest of my life. But, you know, that in a couple of months, absolutely.
Look, I think this show is a cautionary tale for anyone who wants to put a spreadsheet together, to be perfectly honest.
Really?
Oh, look, it doesn't end too well for her. I mean, spoiler alert, she ends up with a whole bunch of turkeys.
really? You're one of those turkeys.
No, not at all. That's episode one. See, I'm not even in episode one, but then I pop up in episode two, and I'm actually, believe it or not, Husey, a nice guy.
Oh, he's a nice guy. Yeah, but my wife also believes that Stephen Curry's a nice guy.
Well, she doesn't know him.
It's a real usual suspect sort of situation.
Yes, Holly Ives, Curry. She's lovely too, mate. Don't worry, we've got a thing going on, me and Holly.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. She'll be listening to this on a podcast if she's not listening to it live, and she'll have an extra spring in her step on her afternoon walk. I can tell you.
Stop it.
Stephen Curry. I tell you what. Mr. Curry, what about your best buddy? What about your best buddy, Dave Lawson?
How about him? How about him? He's been splashed all over the tabloids. He's gone and married Sarah Snook, of course, of Succession fame. And,
let's play a bit of that.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, I tried to call you.
Not hard enough.
I did.
He's fired half the board.
Who? What about Kendall?
Fired.
Yeah, we get it. Frank, we get it. What? Sarah Snook, star of Succession, your best friend's now in a relationship with her, and there you are, just standing on the side going, you know, what about me?
It's ridiculous. It came out, they were best friends, in inverted commas, one moment, and then all of a sudden they're married. It's like, holy. And I had to keep the secret. I had to keep the secret for like 3 months. It was killing me.
Gosh, that was killing me. It's golden, golden front of the new idea, new whatever other magazines are out there. This is, and Stephen had it. And there's images of you and Dave Lawson. Are you playing a sock puppet?
Oh, yes. One of my favourite jobs from his show, Dave's Shed Show. But how about this? They've bought the house next door to me.
What?
So this is how incestuous it gets. But what I've got, I'm going to make some sweet coin here because no one's got a photo of them together just yet.
Oh, my God, this is big.
Right? I'm going to get a photo of them holding hands. Well, you can do more than that, mate.
You can set up cameras inside their house.
That's just a personal use.
Good on you, Curry.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Can I just say, very poignant to hear that song from Amy Winehouse, to know that when she, you know, she's no longer with us.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah,
I mean, rehab is that you've got to...
It's a great resource.
Yes.
Yeah, but you've got to focus when you're there, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. So, Coincidental Wednesday, we're playing for family passes to Taronga Zoo. What an amazing place to go. Stacey from Campbelltown. Well, 131060 if you've got a coincidence. No coincidence too big, no coincidence too small.
Yeah, we're not here to judge coincidences. We're just here to enjoy them. So, 131060, give us a call. Get your Taronga Park pass.
Taronga Zoo. Yep, Taronga Zoo.
Thank you so much for your support of our network, Taronga Zoo. Thank you.
It's a zoological ark. That might be what you're getting at. So, Stacey, from Campbelltown, your coincidence, please.
Hey, so recently my friends bought a house, and when they were doing the paperwork and whatnot with the previous owner, she told them that they can't rip out the front garden. And they were like, why? So there's these incredible mature money trees in the front garden. And she said, I won the lotto. With four of her friends, they won $50 million.
Oh.
They were like, wow, really? And she said, the thing is, the owner prior to me also won the lotto.
Right, so if you buy this house, you win the lotto.
Pretty much.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's huge.
So two people who own that house won the lotto.
Yes, wow. Separate owners.
And so, look, I maybe wasn't focusing enough, but you now own that house?
My friends do, yeah.
Oh, your friends do, sorry, yep. And so hopefully they'll win the lotto. So you need to go into a syndicate with them, I would say.
Straight away.
Wouldn't you? Like a long-term one
yeah.
that you can't get out of. 10-year lotto syndicate.
You know what, Stacey? Perfect. Thank you so much. Here's Paris from Tarramurra. What is your coincidence?
All right. So I went skiing in a different country, and I got into a skiing accident, and I got hit by a snowboard, and I couldn't speak the language. But then there was this person with their goggles on and their helmet on who helped translate for me. And the next day, a couple of days later, we matched on a dating site and went for a date. Yeah. And I was telling him all about how I just got hit by a snowboard and this man helped me. And he was like, I was that man. That is me.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's like a Netflix romantic comedy.
Yeah.
But did any of you think that he'd set the whole thing up? You know what I mean? Like,
including the accident?
Yeah. He'd seen you.
That's kind of flattering.
Did you go on the date and the date went well? Was there any romance?
Oh, the date went well, but I mean, I was in a different country. I wasn't staying around for long, so it was short-lived.
That's even better.
Mm. Yeah, but you've still got his memories that you will never...
That's right.
Yeah. What was his name?
John.
Interesting. John. John.
What is John?
All right. Thank you, John.
What do you got, Aaron? What do you got? You got something?
Remember, I said I've got the greatest coincidence in the history of the world.
Do it.
I don't have time. I can do it next Wednesday.
Do it now.
Yesterday, when I was taking Eliza to the chemist to get a prescription, the hotel manager came running up the stairs and said, did you order something from Best and Less? And I'd ordered two like superhero costumes. And I said, yeah, but like 2 months ago, I was, you know, wondering where it went. And he said, randomly, you put the address of this place on there, but you must have, when it went to auto type, it's put like, so say it was 10 Bank Street, it's gone to 10 Bay Street.
Right.
And he said, so it's done another address similar. He said that actually went to my wife's best friend's apartment.
No.
And he said she had remembered my wife saying to her that I'd mentioned that you were staying in the hotel, and she's actually got your Best and Less package. So she's giving it to my wife, who's going to give it to me, and I'll bring it into to the hotel tomorrow. What are the odds?
Everyone knows you, but not everyone knows someone whose husband is the Best and Less person. You know what I mean?
No, he's not the hotel person. He works at the hotel.
Yeah,
the hotel.
You 104.1 Today FM.
Point is, Squid Games is the biggest thing on Netflix, and we've got our own.
Good fun, actually. Squid Games, absolutely.
Good fun. Don't they get killed? Desperate people.
They do, but it's make not dead.
Hold on, sorry. I don't know why that did that. Anyway, that's carry on.
But you've got your own Squid Game going because you follow too many people on the Instagram. 7,500 people.
That's the limit. I wondered why I was following people and Instagram was immediately telling me to stop following. Well, it was just unfollowing them, and I didn't realise, but it was because I'd reached my limit.
Mm. So we're going through category by category, and what we do is you message people in this category, and if they don't get back to you, they get culled. So let's hear the story thus far.
I'm a real follow back guy.
You are.
Follow me, I follow you back. Which is lovely, but it means that you can no longer follow anyone else. So we thought, right, let's start the cull. Let's start the Squid Game. Just focusing on Bachelors.
Manny J.
Gone. And Matt Agnew.
Gone. It's the OG.
Yep.
Mr. Tim Robards on Insta.
Good morning.
Robard State.
Your favourites.
Of the bikini variety.
A message Tasha Olarte. She's gone.
The nude blogger. She's gone.
Decided to do comedians. Charlie Pickering, Dave Thornton, Tommy Little, Will Anderson. Gone. Pete Hallier. How do you feel? I'm keeping you around.
Bloody blessed. I'm blessed, mate.
We're doing sports stars, and I love sport more than anyone else does.
Greg Norman, Sam Kerr, and her unnamed brother. Sadly, Ash Barty doesn't follow you, so she had to go. Buddy Franklin.
Gone.
We've lost Patty Mills. Grant Hackett. On the line.
Sally Fitzgibbons.
I'm here.
My girl.
But how about this? Message says, at a dinner in London, mate, all okay?
Just a quick update before we get to the Bachelorette. I have heard from more sports stars. Buddy Franklin got back to me.
Oh, he's back in.
Yeah, he said, yeah, just got back to Sydney. What's up, bro?
Oh, that's great. The big bud, he's back in.
Sam Kerr.
Yeah,
the Matilda
superstar in Chelsea.
Got back to me.
Okay, well, she's back too.
She said, what do you want? And I said, I want to talk to you on the radio. She said, go through the correct channel.
God, I hate it when people do that. It's such a bugbear. Go through
correct
publicity.
Channel, correct channel person. So, but anyway, they both got, and Grant Hackett also. Did I tell you that?
Hackett's back in too.
He's back in.
All right, can you stop this? Because we're back to where we started. Now, today, because we're speaking to Brooke Blurton, the new Bachelorette, we thought, let's go through the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So,
I have gone through them.
Right. From season one to the current season, season one, Sam Frost, no longer on Instagram.
Yep, so I couldn't message her. So that was, she's already gone.
Has anyone heard? Is she okay?
I haven't done that to her. She'll be fine. I mean, she speaks for a number of people. She's not alone in her thoughts.
No, I know. But
so, yeah.
Someone else who speaks for a lot of people, Georgia Love from season two.
Yeah, good personal friend of mine.
I know that.
Love Georgia.
Got back to you?
Has not got back to me.
She would say suspicious. So that's on the line.
Can I just say that she's the only one still with her partner from the whole Bachelorette franchise.
That is very true.
They just bought a house, actually, yesterday.
Yeah, and so, yeah, so she's the winner of the Bachelorette dynasty, I would say. Anyway, so she hasn't got back to me. So she's gone.
Well, yep. Let's go back. Now let's work from the bottom up. So Ellie and Becky, the two Newcastle sisters, took a long time for us to remember them this morning.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, that was like first in, first out of my memory. Yeah. Or last in, first
But they'd still be with their prospective partners, wouldn't they?
Well, I believe Becky never left hers.
Yeah, some of that didn't work out. But you know what, Ali, I've just checked out her Instagram. She's living the life in Newcastle, I think.
So, well, it's a great place.
She's in bikini the whole time.
Yeah. So, okay. So they're gone.
Neither of them got back to me.
All right, they're gone. Ali Uchin. Ooh, Ali Uchin.
Again, a personal friend. I used to work with her.
Me. I know.
At a radio station. I would see her in the corridor. She was a salesperson.
She's the best.
She is very attractive.
Yeah, no.
I noticed.
She didn't get back to me.
Gone. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Angie Kent, the star of Dancing with the Stars twice, et cetera, et cetera. She picked Carlin Sterrett, who, if you're at Bondi and you're a couple of blokes doing shirtless pull-ups together.
He's down there.
Probably Carlin and a mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's moved on. He's got a girlfriend, I think. I think he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, absolutely. No, she hasn't got back to me.
Honours. And now, the top of the tree, Sophie Monk. Sophie Monk.
Who? No, this is going to hurt me more than the others.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to lie.
Not the Monk. We love Monk.
Because on the 11th of October, she messaged me. This is what she messaged me out of the blue. Thank you so much for this morning. You're honestly so sweet to me. Kiss.
And?
Well, so that was 11th of October, but nothing today.
They're all gone.
Well, she's gone as well.
They're all gone.
They're all gone.
Now, this is going to get awkward. Brooke, who's coming on the radio this morning.
Brooke.
If you message Brooke and she doesn't come on, you're going to have to tell her live that you've just unfollowed her, which is going to be awkward.
If she does come on, you mean. Brooke Blurton, oh, she hasn't got back to me either.
Oh, God. Oh,
dear. So none of them.
I suggest maybe you send the messages the night before, like sending people messages at 5 a.m. and
you know
at 6 a.m. checking that they haven't replied.
Because I'm none for 7 or 8. I reckon I'm giving it till 9 a.m.
No.
Yes, I am. I am. They're not up, mate. The beauty sleep. They don't get that beautiful by getting up early, you know. They sleep in by 9 a.m. It's my rules, my game. You know, I'm like the, I won't give away Squid Games, because you don't know who's behind Squid Games, do you, Ed? You've only watched a couple of episodes.
I've watched one.
Oh, yeah, it's a big twist in the tale.
There's a twist.
Oh, yeah. Do you know who's behind the whole thing now? Do you reckon you know?
Netflix. It's the algorithm.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Look, we all want the world to hang around for a long time. No one wants global warming to ruin everyone's lives.
No.
But has Greta Thunberg gone too far?
Oh, no.
She was at an activist thing, climate concert in somewhere the other day.
Sounds fun.
And she decided she'd get involved with a Rick Astley song.
No.
Yeah, this is her. This. Yeah. There's people in Pacific Islands just saying, you know what, come in, water, come in. Anything to stop me listening to that rubbish. That is what, that's why children shouldn't win participation medals.
Thank you.
Someone should have told her, you're no good
Shut up!
Yes.
And what is she going to say to this?
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? Get off that stage!
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
I put it to you that dogs have enjoyed the pandemic more than any other creature on earth because their owners have been home, their owners have been with them every second of every day. They've been walking them just to get out of the house.
And I put it to you that dogs cloud people's vision. They love them so much that they lose all sense of reality, which is why I was absolutely thrilled with Dr. Katrina Warren's post. Now, at Dr. Katrina on Facebook and Insta, but I'd love for her to tell us it herself. Morning, Dr. Katrina.
Morning.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Short and sweet.
You have caused headlines. The internet's blown up over this this Facebook post. So, yeah, people are, they are passionate.
Okay, well, in a short and sweet, Dr. Katrina, lay it on us.
Okay, apparently I did a fiery rant. It wasn't that fiery. About people need to put their dogs on a lead in public. Oh, my gosh, it's mental. That's it. Put your dog on a lead. We don't want your dogs coming up to our dogs. Some dogs are scared. Dogs fight. Vet friends of mine are always piecing together other dogs that have been torn apart in dog fights.
Yeah, but friends of hers are piecing together other dogs. Thank you.
You sound like my wife who's always telling me to put the dogs on the lead. One of our dogs, they're both rescues, so one of them has to go on the lead because she has no sense of anything. And if you take her off the lead, if you put her off the lead, she'll just run across busy roads. So the only way to keep her alive is to put her on the lead. And the other one, he bites other dogs.
And
it's dangerous. People. It's so dangerous, and you don't know. What people say all the time is, my dog just wants to say hello. Yes. But we don't want to say hello necessarily.
I was just saying, I'm not an animal person. I've never had them growing up. And my little girl she hasn't been around animals either. So she loves them, the idea of them. But she gets quite scared if there's a dog nearby. I have to pick her up because she's just not used to it. But the amount of times that dogs, if we're at a cafe or somewhere, will come up, frighten the living hell out of her, lick my feet. And I just think it should be something I consent to. You know what I mean? This is not an anti-dog rant that you're going on. This is actually to protect dogs and people from things that you might not realize might happen.
And people, look, I love dogs. You know, I've made a career out of working with dogs.
Yeah, of course you have.
But at the moment, I can't even take Chili, my beautiful layback border collie, down to get a coffee in Bondi without three or four dogs in his face and people just saying, I just want to say hello, just wants to say hello.
Yeah,
but then, the next person with a little girl that gets scared of that dog or someone has a reactive dog, and I've just seen the worst.
You know what? It's actually why I can't take Barkley to cafes as well, because Barkley, even when he's on a lead, when other dogs want to come up and say g'day to him, he will bite them. So, and it's not his fault because he's restrained, but the other dogs aren't restrained. And the owners of the other dogs get angry at me because my dog has bitten their dog's face off. But my dog was on a lead. You know, their dog wasn't.
Can we go to it? Dr. Katrina, the phones are already starting to fire up. We got to go to it. She's at Dr. Katrina on Facebook and Insta. Just doing great work. Just doing great, great work. Can we? Let's do it, shall we?
Yeah.
Well, the great lead debate.
What do you say?
Yeah.
What do you say? What do you say, Aaron?
Oh, lead. Absolutely.
Dr. Katrina says lead. Ed says lead.
I got harsher penalties too. I got a squad.
Thank you, Dr. Katrina.
We'll talk the dogs off the lead next.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Age-old question. Do you let your dog off a lead? My wife gets angry when I do it, and because my dog bites occasionally, you know. But you want your dogs to be free.
Why?
That they can explore, you know, the life.
I've got to tap out of this one because I'm just not.
Yeah, you're not a dog owner. You're not a dog lover.
No.
I'm a dog lover. Aaron, you didn't grow up with dogs.
I'm kind of indifferent. I don't dislike them. I just don't like the smell.
Brooke, you love dogs, don't you?
Absolutely adore them. Okay, in my world.
You own a doggy daycare.
Yes, I do. And two dogs myself.
Okay.
One is a reactive dog. One isn't. So I completely understand all aspects.
When you say reactive, does that mean if a dog comes up to your dog that your dog will...
It doesn't like dogs. Okay, and that's so interesting.
I've got a very similar dog.
It's a great term.
Reactive. Yeah, I've got a reactive dog.
Yep. No one is more qualified than Brooke. Lead or no lead, what do you say?
Lead. It's not... Yeah, it's not so much the dogs, it's the owners as well. They can't pick up on, not saying everyone, not saying that at all, but doggy language, doggy body stance. Sometimes, yep. You know, a cow could be wagging, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's happy.
Yeah, I've got a teeth-bearing dog. So
yeah, I'm across that one.
Look, that's one vote, though. And thank you, Brooke, but it is a democracy. We let everyone have a say. Kieran from South Coogee, what do you say?
Oh, dog's off the lead for sure, guys. As long as it's supervised. You're in an open area, let the dog off the lead, let it run. How would you like to be put on a lead all day?
Yeah.
You know, when you're locked.
You know what? And you're from Ireland originally, is that right?
I'm from Ireland, surely I am. Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Irish people get it, mate. And I'm from Irish stock. And you know what? Every now and again in Ireland, you get bitten by a dog and you get on with your day, don't you?
I'll waken you up a bit. You'll not get better game by the same
waking
dog.
Waking you up a bit. Waking you up a bit.
Now, the problem with Kieran is there's nothing that he can say in that accent that I'll disagree with.
What about you, Aaron, if Kieran came up to you with his dog, you know?
Where are you from in Ireland, Kieran?
I'm from a place called Tyrone.
Yeah, right.
Oh, is that where they had, that's a boring soccer story. We'll talk off air. Thank you, Kieran.
I think the poll's close, by the way. So I think we're going to have the result in a second. But yeah, it's close. Who we got?
Diane from Mount Coolock. Diane, please give me a lead or no lead.
Definitely lead. I've got a 10-week-old puppy, and I do not want a random strange dog attacking my puppy.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, my dog will attack your puppy if your puppy comes up to my dog, because my dog, Barkley, doesn't like puppies. He doesn't like their enthusiasm. He doesn't like their youthful...
zest to the life.
Ready for a result? This is across Instagram and phones, and I'm surprised at this.
What do we got?
70% on the lead. Ooh. That's low.
I thought it'd be higher too.
I thought it'd been closer than that. A lot of dog owners love their dogs roaming, mate.
Goosey, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
The record-breaking new single from Adele, Easy On Me.
I'm going to admit that's the first time I've listened to that song, and it's given me chill blains or goosebumps. It's a beautiful song.
It is beautiful. And it's very similar to a lot of her other ballads, but... this song is from a different perspective. A lot of her other, like Hello from the Other Side, are all about her partner or ex-partner or someone who's done her wrong in love. And this song is essentially about her divorce. And she talks about the fact that she was the one that made the decision that she could somehow be at fault in this, that this wasn't actually anyone else's fault. So, I mean, I sound so wanky saying it's a different part of her journey. But what really... got me, and I didn't realize this. I've listened to the song a heap of times. I love the song. But I then read an article where someone had pointed out that one of the lines in it, Jack, play this bit for me. You can deny how hard I've tried. I changed 2 hours to put you both first, but now I give up. And essentially, what she's saying in this, and I had heard it originally and thought she was saying, I've always put you first to her ex-partner. But she's actually saying that she put him and her child first, but now she gives up. It's about her putting herself ahead of her child. And as a mother or as just a human being, I've never heard anyone publicly admit or say that they'd put themselves and their own happiness ahead of their child. It's something that I can't even contemplate as a mum, and it's driven into us that we always have to put our kids first. You know, you can put yourself in front of a partner or, you know, put yourself first when it comes to your mental health or work. But to hear someone say that they actually put themselves ahead of their child, I've never heard anyone publicly say that. And it was really interesting for me to look at it. A lot of my girlfriends and I have spoken a lot about it, that there's almost this shame concerned with it. And I don't know how I could ever not put my child first, but are we meant to sometimes put ourselves ahead of our children? Is that even possible as a parent?
Yeah, it is, because you want to be happy and you want to be around happy people, and we all want to be around happy people. So, as a child, you want your parents to be happy, and if they're happier separated, well, then I reckon eventually you're happier as well.
Absolutely, but see, that's putting your child first. This is my point, is that, you could stay... If you wanted, if you thought something was the best for your child, if I thought something was the best for my child, I'd do it for another 15 years and not be happy. But you're saying that it's better for your child if you're separate and happy. Of course it is. But that's putting your child first then, isn't it? Because it's better for them.
Absolutely. And she has
said that. So what she's saying, though, is that she's putting herself ahead of her child. So she's saying her leaving might not have been the best thing for her child, but she did anyway.
But she wants her kid to listen to this record when he's in his 20s
exactly,
and 30s.
Exactly, and understand why mum had to leave.
It's very poignant.
It really is, because in a lot of situations, parents say, this is the best thing for my child. For us to be apart, we're not good together. It's not good for my child, so I'm going to leave. But this is her saying, maybe us staying together was going to be the best thing for my child, but I have to leave for myself anyway.
I still reckon it's going to be best for the child eventually.
Always. You know? I agree. Yes. If mum is happy, then child is. But anyway, it was just the first time I'd heard someone publicly say that they'd put themselves before their child, a mother in particular. And yeah, it's really quite powerful. It's a great conversation starter with me and my friends.
Knocked it out of the park again, Adele.
Hasn't she just? And that divorce settlement with her husband as well. Oh, like, God, half his luck.
And he's not going to get any of this fresh money, is he?
No, I think he's not. I think she had to so that he would allow her to write songs and divulge secrets.
Oh, yeah, right. Fair enough. Yeah. Sydney's new
104.1 Today FM.
Money or fame, why are these people doing it?
You know what I would like to do?
We've reached saturation, Emily.
What I would like to do is to find out who has been on the most celebrity-based shows in Australia.
Angie Kent would be up there, wouldn't she?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, she's done Dancing with the Stars.
Twice. Yeah, she's done Gogglebox. That's a reality show as far as I'm concerned.
That's where she started.
Bachelorette.
That's four.
She's done that. Survivor, Celebrity Survivor. She was definitely. Yeah, I'm a celebrity. Yeah, get me out.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon she would have been in Bachelor in Paradise. Probably.
Don't know. I'll double check.
I think so.
Maybe six.
But yeah, look, that's a lot. Five different reality shows.
How many's Grant Denyer done?
Oh goodness,
he's done Dancing with the Stars. A couple of editions of that. He's on the new one as well.
Yes.
So, I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here.
Yes.
Has he done more than that?
Does Where Do You Come From? Does that count?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's reality, isn't it?
It's a good game. We'll play it. Yep.
Dancing with the Stars that's on now. Just so where I'm staying at the moment, the contestants are staying, right? And I don't know if you're big into that show, but Koutafidis, Anthony, the AFL legend, still there. Other people,
all still there because they pre-record it. You can't escape. They keep you there for the whole time.
Oh.
And even if you've lost, you've got to still hang around and pretend that you're happy for other people.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I was going to say... Angie Kent got into a lift the other day with someone I know who's staying there as well. And so she's obviously still in it. But if they all just stay around, then let's forget I ever spoke.
There's no way Coot is winning.
Oh, no. Anthony Koutafidis.
I'm not saying he's not a good dancer, but that's not how it works.
AFL legend won the original series.
Did he?
I like him.
Yeah, he won, back in the day.
He's a lot older now, though, he tells me whenever I run into him. He helped put Eliza on my back the other day, actually.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy.
Great
family man.
He is absolutely divine.
And Herbalife. Loves Herbalife.
Former gladiator.
You know, lose weight now. Ask Kuda how.
Okay. In a moment, it's time for some genuine a rift because there's a man who started the project with Husey. He's now deeply involved with one of our colleagues here at the network.
Yeah,
and he's got a new project and he's basically done everything he can to not have you involved. Mm. So this is a test for you. You say you're zen. You say you've got no ego. Well, this bloke's about to test it.
I'll get through this.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
The Bachelorette, guys. 7:30 tonight on Channel 10. It is back.
Yeah, but it's a world first tonight. We are so excited. This is going to be huge. Watching the wonderful Brooke Blurton try to attempt to find love with both men and women. So, Brooke, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Morning.
We're so excited. I am absolutely pumped up.
Can we get straight to it? You've been saying it all morning. I want to get straight to it.
No, hang on. Maybe Aaron's probably got a question for Brooke. Have you got a question for Brooke, Aaron?
Hey, Brooke, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Aaron?
Good, darling, good. I guess you've already filmed this, so the outcome's already decided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who did you choose?
Strong Aaron.
Oh, if only you get, good shot.
Thank you so much.
There you go, good shot.
Okay, Hughes, you have it your thing
right
now.
I know. I mean, did it blow your mind, Brooke? Was it too much a lot of the time?
It had its moments. I definitely feel like this time around I had the most amazing experience. Like definitely something that I won't regret. Yeah, it was.
Good.
And you found love though, didn't you? You definitely have met the love of your life.
Of course.
Absolutely, I have. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. So this is my theory, and I don't know how you decided in the end, because often I see at the end of shows like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, where there's two people to choose between, which is the final episode of every series. And it's a very difficult choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you know? You know, mm-hmm. you don't always know 100%, do you, Brooke?
I think everyone's experience is so different. I think for me, I knew, and I was just so excited for that, the finale to be like, you know, to tell that person that I love them, even though it was extremely scary.
Did you know on opening night when they walked down? Did you know straight away?
I wouldn't say straight away because you're still I'm a bit of a realist. I still have to develop a connection, but I definitely felt like there was a connection from the start.
It's hard for you, isn't it? Because you just said to tell them that it must be so hard not to say him or her.
Yeah, but look, I've had a lot of practice. I think I've
good job. Very good.
Well, my theory is, Brooke, is what I thought you could have done with your situation. When men and women are both competing for your affections,
fantastic.
If it came down, and this is controversial, and I don't want to.
We don't know it's controversial.
Well, if it came down to a man and a woman in the final, like the final two, and we don't know if it does,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to tell us, are you?
No, well, why should you?
No, unfortunately, I can't.
Or even if it came down to two women or two men, you know, fantastic. If it came down to. If you. The final thing you had to do was see those two together. Do you know what I mean? Say
them kissing.
Yes.
Oh, so Brooke says you two kiss.
You two kiss.
This is great.
And I'll see which one
I'm more jealous about.
Yes.
That's actually a really good idea. Brooke, is that what you did?
Oh, look, I think maybe pitch it to the production and network and see how you go.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's a great idea.
Well, there must have been a little bit of jealousy, was there, Brooke? Because, you know, you're back in the did everyone stay together or was there a boy and a girl house?
There was a boy and a girl house. They live separately, but they literally live right next to one another in different houses. So,
yeah,
just obviously to give the girls privacy. And I think it's probably better. Like, I don't know how I would go living with a bunch of guys, to be honest.
Were there any hookups between the contestants?
Oh, I think you'll have to wait for the season. There is a bit of drama.
drama. And the drama starts tonight, 7:30 tonight on 10. Osher's there with his box of roses.
It'll be huge.
Don't miss it.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
No, we have to do this because the Squid Games are going on Hughie's Instagram. He follows too many people, so we started culling. We've culled sports people. It's been really tough for him, actually. And this morning, in celebration of Brooke Blurton starting on Bachelorette, it was Bachelorette's. He messaged all of them on Instagram.
Yeah, all eight.
Yeah, they all. No one got back to him, so they all got culled. But now they're starting to drip in.
I can't cull them at 7. They're getting their beauty sleep. We've got to give them till 9 a.m.
All right. Well, you're lucky because Ellie Miles got back to you.
So her and her sister Becky were on. The last series.
So she's kind of she's doing great work in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Georgia Love got back to you.
Good. Georgia bouncing back.
Boom. There you go.
From me, a little bit of a...
Well, because that was suspicious when she didn't get back to you. It was, quote, my eyes were narrowed and it was suspicious.
The only bachelorette who's actually still with her partner.
Well, I just had to narrow my eyes and think this was suspicious. But
no,
then,
they bought a house.
Let's go.
They bought a house.
For the top of the tree, my man. Because this was a moment that hurt us all.
This is going to hurt me more than the others.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to lie.
Not the monk.
Because on 11th of October, she messaged me. Thank you so much for this morning. You're honestly so sweet to me.
Oh. Yes. And?
Well, nothing today.
They're all gone.
But she's gone as well.
And you had to cull Sophie Mum.
I hadn't yet because I was waiting till 9 a.m. to cull.
Well, guess what? Hello, Sophie Monk.
Good morning.
Yes.
Hey, Sophie.
What is happening?
Never in doubt.
Sophie.
Why am I up for a cull?
We know that you're right now in Byron Bay in quarantine. Are you out of quarantine with Love Island? Are you still in or out?
I just got out. I haven't done anything, but just got out.
You're out. So, all right. So
anyway,
Love Island.
Anyway, back to this. Why would you cull me?
Yeah. Because no. Well, the fact is that 7,500 people is the amount you get to follow on Instagram, and I'd reach my limit. So I had fresh personalities coming in, and I was trying to follow them. And
20-year-old bikini models.
No,
so when he says fresh personalities,
no.
Just so you're aware. Yeah.
A lot of different ideas. No, and I wasn't able to follow anyone, and I didn't know why. And then I got alerted to the 7,500 limit, and I thought I've got to start culling people. Behind the scenes, they said you should cull the big profiles. And so I've been doing it, and I was so hurt that you hadn't got back to me this morning, but I thought maybe I've got to give it till 9 a.m. And yeah. you got back.
So.
Also, yeah. I'm still in.
Still in.
I love how I'm stoked. Tell me how many followers have you got?
Faking it.
I've got about.
Oh, you've got nearly 300.
3,000.
How many have you got, Soph?
Over 600,000.
There we go.
So maybe I'll actually cull you now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tables have turned.
The tables have turned.
Yeah, right. And you can see the Monk tonight, the great Sophie Monk, 8:40 tonight, Love Island on Channel 9. Good on you, Soph.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks,
God, you're a superstar.
What a legend.
Just love her. Erin loves her.
Oh, she's amazing. In fact, I used to get told I looked like Sophie Monk a lot when I was younger, which was quite flattering. I mean, I don't know if you guys see it or not.
Well, you're both beautiful people, you know, inside and out.
That makes it sound, like personality. Beautiful people.
Come on.
I'm just saying it does, but yeah.
Well, but I say beautiful women and then it's a bit weird.
Why do you define us by our gender?
Well, exactly.
All right, beautiful men, women, we'll be back tomorrow, everybody. We'll see you then. But today.